This story is one of a series of 10 stories of missing experience that are comprised from narrative interviews with adults who've been reported as missing and who have returned and who contributed to the ESRC-funded Geographies of Missing People research project.
I was first reported missing at 15 when I ran away. Then I turned 16 that year and I left home and I was living with a pal of mine in Bristol. I was there until the August and then I went missing again. I'd left and nobody knew where I was. I just disappeared and was floating about. It turned into this big cycle of I'd be home, then I'd be gone, then I'd be home, then I'd be gone. And there would be phases where I was really missing and nobody knew where I was. I completely stayed away from everyone that I knew from my whole life. I disenfranchised myself and it came and went in phases. And a lot of it is to do with mental illness. Every time I felt trapped and confined. It felt that way to me, but I mean, that's not actually how it was. Inside my own head, I felt like everything was closing down on me and the only escape was to run. I didn't want to be the cause of all this sorrow in my family. You know, I've messed it all up and the pattern keeps repeating itself. It feels like the smarter thing for me to go. But going missing is never the smartest thing to do ever. I've lived on the street when I've been missing, been to a lot of hippie communes, peace protests. I was living at Parliament Square at one point. Spent some time in Lancashire, Nottingham, Birmingham, Brighton. I actually lived under the pier at Brighton with a bunch of junkies. It was this big, massive journey and exploration. It was all because I just felt crap about myself. I slept out in the snow, the rain, the sun, all kinds of weather. There'd been some very high points and, well, very, very low points to the whole experience of me being missing. It's been quite fun in a way, but quite sad at the same time. I think I was looking for something, and actually, I didn't even need to look further than my front door. I was looking for myself, and she was really just lying in her bed at home. I was too busy trying to find something that wasn't really there. And I was just chasing dreams that just didn't really exist. I never ever saw myself as missing at the time. But I was missing. I was gone. Nobody knew where I was. I've been all over the place. I mean, I couldn't even begin to list the amount of places I've been. I mean, I've been to some seriously obscure places in England. It's just been this great middle-class scummy adventure. A lot of people that I associate with this phase of my life have all been middle-class white people that are trying to be scummy. I had a real adventure by going missing. We went all around the British countryside and we just camped up, pitched up and just started little eco-villages all along the way. I had a really, really good time at points and I was gone once for about 7.5 months. I mean, who was going to find me? You've got to think smart when you go missing. A lot of people don't, and that's why they get found and brought back. Well, I was canny. Like, if I saw someone that looked like my mum or dad, I'd be ducking the other way. And I got very good at geographically finding my way around, as I realised early on that I was young, so I was going to be reported as missing. I had to navigate my way around places so I didn't get caught by the police. And I was fending for myself and having to shoplift just to get by. I know my way around most cities, like in London. Like, I could tell you all the back streets, all the way around Oxford Street, all of those ones. And I could get you anywhere from there along the back streets in half the time it would take you to get there on a bus. I always know they'll be looking for me. I mean, I'm sick, I've got a medical condition. I knew every time that people would come looking for me. There's too many people that love and care for me for that not to happen. I feel really bad for people that have gone missing and there's nobody looking for them. Because they're not really missing, they're just a disposable person and that's really sad. I'm quite lucky in that I've had people actively come in and looking for me. And I might not want them to be looking for me and I might have lashed out because I didn't want them at the time. But now though, all I really want is all those people who have been looking to be around me. I ended up in hospital a few times. I tried to say what was wrong, but They didn't want to know. I think they should at least acknowledge me and acknowledge that there was a problem there. I went from being a nice, respectable young woman to a horrible, angry squatter in the space of 3 months. I've lived in squats that make your skin crawl. I've lived in the streets among rats and everything. I actually woke up with a fox on me one morning. I mean, how do you go from being a polite, respectable person to this angry, horrible, dirty, evil piece of crap that I was? And that's what going missing did to me. People who do go missing and people who run away really don't realise the things that it does to the people around them. My mum had dreams about me dying. She doesn't need that. I could have had a stable environment. I could have had everything going for me that I should have had going for a 25-year-old. I shot myself in the foot. I'm living in a hostel now with junkies, alcoholics and prostitutes. It's only been more recently that I've been willing to listen, that I've been willing to verbalise things. So that's why I started going to counselling, started to go to therapy and all that kind of stuff, because it is helping me work it out and, you know, understand it better myself. My mother tried and, you know, she couldn't have been any more understanding. When I'm home, my mum says, "Sit down, have a cup of tea. Do you want a fag? Like, sort yourself out, explain to me, talk to me." Being calm is, you know, it's a real key factor, and she's good at that. By being away so much, I'm only realising now how much I've missed, and it shocks me. It really shocks me. It's actually quite sad to think about how much I've missed. If I had advice to anyone else, it would be to go out and see the world. If you want to be missing, do it that way. Don't leave people worried about you. Don't leave people sitting there stressing and losing their hair and going grey over you being an arsehole and you not wanting to be at home. For a lot of runaways and missing people, it's a case of them just not wanting to be at home. And that's why they run away. If you really want to go, just leave home properly, no matter how hard it is to explain. It's funny. For the first time, now I've left home properly, I want to go home.